Okay, cool. Not sure why that happens, but that's okay. Cool. Now we have a better setup. I shifted some things around. What are all these cords that are on my... is this? Is this my audio interface? Yes, it is. Okay. I have so many cords. I need like a cord manager or something. Okay, cool. Next item. Next item. Guidey, we're back much better. Yay! Okay, next, I'm gonna unbox my rings. I'm gonna keep the bag for my XLR cable so I can get a better one. Another Twitter face thanks. Oh yeah, I decided to do another one today because my package from Amazon was not coming, and so I but it came, so we're having an unboxing space. Look at my rings. It's like two, they put like two bags, they're like two Ziploc bags. I made sure to like check my ring size before, so I'm pretty sure these are the right size. If they're not, that would be annoying, but let's see. Yep, they fit. Nice. Okay, I can take off all the tags because the rings fit. Yay, rings. Yay, rings. Okay. If anyone wants to know, I'm a size 6. Okay. If anyone was interested. Anxiety vanquished? Yes. Yeah, no, they're good. They're good. I like these. I like these a lot. Yeah, I like these a lot. Good to know. Yes, take note. ASMR, unboxing, unpackaging ASMR. Nice. I got a pack of four, I think. Is this four? Yeah. I got a pack of four for like, I don't know how many. How much was it? I got a pack of four for. See. A pack of four for like. For yeah, for 7 euros. That's not too bad. 7 euros. Yeah, so it's like less than 7 euros. So like two. Yeah, really, just really cheap. But definitely cheap. But I was curious about these. I was really curious about like these rings. So I was like, huh, why not? It's a pretty good price. Yeah. Better than buying them from like some weird Instagram ad. I remember the first time I saw these, it was an Instagram ad, and it was like, oh, you don't pay for anything, just pay for shipping or whatever. And I was like, wow, that's such a good deal. But then I was like looking up the website because I was like, oh, these are such a good idea. And then I realized you could kind of like buy them anywhere. So yeah, I like these a lot. Cool. Good purchase. They look like they're a little bit thick though, so they look like I have like when I put and if I wanted to put like all of them on, it would look like I have like brass knuckles or something. No. I do like these though. We'll wear them out this weekend. They are pretty clunky though. Like they're very thick, but I mean, time for a hand cam. Yeah, I'm gonna try to buy I'm gonna try to buy a hand cam during Black Friday. Black Friday, Black Friday. Let me throw this packaging away. And last but not least, we have Miss Mimi's brush. Oh my goodness. Oh, we're gonna throw hands. Yeah, it really looks like, a weapon when they're this, when they're the stick. Oh, put them in my jewelry box. Cool. Cool. Need to clean out my desk. And Mimi's brush. That's important. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try it on her. I'm gonna lure her out with food. Try it on. Okay. Ooh. So wait, how does this work? Oh. I see. I understand. All right, let's go get her. Go get her, bros. Lure her out with food. I guess I'll give her the rest of the treat that I gave her yesterday, that I started to give her yesterday. Mimi! She still doesn't know her name. She doesn't know her name because I haven't really. I need to call her by her name more. Mimi. Come here, I have food. I have food for you. Mimi, look. Mimi. Mimi, look. She's like, yeah. Mimi, look. You thought this was so good yesterday. You were so ready for this yesterday. Come on. She likes the area behind the couch. So sometimes it's hard to get her out. Mimi. Mimi, hello. Good morning. I have some food for you, but I also have something fun for you. Look at this brush. Ooh. She's like, what? Yeah. She's sniffing the brush like she's like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "What are you doing to me?" Look at this. You want this, right? She's smelling the brush like, "What is that?" Oh my God. Hi. I don't think she hates it though. She's not like, she's not freaking out. She's just smelling it. She's like, Oh, she's purring. I don't know if that's a good sign, but. Not a toy. It's not a toy, woman. Cool. Now we have a brush. Yeah. We got a brush. Okay, you want this? Here. Good for you. Good for you. Okay, cool. She doesn't hate it. She doesn't hate it. Nice. How you like that, huh?
Probably thinks I'm trying to play with her. Hi. Hello. Yeah, she's good. She's good. She's good with it, you guys.
Success! Success. It's a trap. At least that's how my dog thinks when he sees the brush. It's not a trap. She loves, she loves the, what do you call it? The like, liquid. The, like, liquid snacks. Was that good? Is that good? You want to say hi? You want to meow? I don't know how to get her to meow. Sometimes she gets really vocal, though, when I'm, like, making her food. Hello? Hello? No? Yeah, when I make her food, she gets really excited and starts, like, meowing and stuff. But, alas, her food time is over for today. Sorry, I called you out. I just called you out for nothing, huh? Try meowing at her? But I feel like that sounds like an excuse to get me to meow. Hello, Miss Mimi. Hello, Miss Mimi. Okay, I put her on top of her. I put her on top of her cat tree thing. We heard one downstream. Maybe. But I don't let her into my room. She stays out here. Or sometimes. Meow. 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 No. Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes it works, but. Sometimes. Is that good? Is that good? Hi. She loves, hi. No, don't scratch me. Thank you. We're not playing. I'm not playing. Oh, no. I'm not playing. Come on. Got him. Can I use it a little more? I can see the hairs like coming off of the body. Hi. Nothing weird. I just want to brush you. Thank you. Yeah, how's that? You feel good? Feel good? No? Not so much. Not so much. She's not like a long-haired cat. Oh, ow, 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 hello. She reached up, trying to grab my shirt. Hello, we are not playing. I'm just trying to get you clean, you know? You looking sharp. Yep, it is collecting a lot of hair though, so that's a good thing. How's it feel? You got something in your ear, girl. She's got something in your ear. Hold on. It's playing time. Yeah, she really was. Oh, hi. No, it's not a toy. It's not a toy. She's sniffing it now. Hello? Can I get the thing out of your ear? You have something in your ear. She wants to play. Apparently so. She scratched me. She scratched my she scratched my chest. She like reached out. I put her on the cat tree and she like reached out to grab me. You wanna play? Playtime? She really likes aluminum foil. Have some aluminum foil, like balls, that sort of stuff. Lots of little things, little tidbits that she enjoys. About it though. I feel like a long-haired cat would be worse for your allergies. You would think so. You would think so, but apparently the cats that are best for allergies are the Siberian cats, and they are super long-haired and super big, actually. Which is interesting. You wouldn't think. You would not think. But it is actually the case. Need a laser pointer, yeah. I actually saw a cheap one at the grocery store, so I think I might go back and get it one of these days. Never knew that. Yeah, because apparently it's like the allergy component or whatever. Like the allergy component is less. It's like, yeah, it's less. And it's also in their like saliva as well. I think you told me that. No, not in here. Thank you. Trying to come into my room. But yeah, the nice man at the pet store told me that one time, and I was like, huh. So people with allergies can own cats. Yeah, right? Does everyone's cats like drink toilet water? Because Mimi's kind of into toilet water. Also, you know what else she's into? She's into water in general. She drinks more water than I thought, because like I heard that it was hard to like get the cats to drink water, but like she drinks lots of water, so I don't know. Wash my hands. Isn't that a dog thing? I think dogs do it too, actually. My two boys tried to, but the cats from my mother knew that. Oh, it must vary. If you leave the faucet running while she drinks that, probably. She hasn't tried, but there's no like faucets that are very easily accessible. Like my bathroom sink doesn't have, I mean, I'm sure. Oh, there she goes. There she goes. She likes the table. Hello? That's not yours. That's not yours. There's no food there. There's no food there. What are you trying to do? There's no food there. She likes to sit on the chairs. Like just like the dining room chairs, which is interesting. My cats used to do that all the time. We lived overseas. Good thing Japan toilets in Japan are so deep. Oh. It's okay. I'm glad this is not just a Mimi thing. I was like, is she okay? But I'm pretty sure, like, I've heard that dogs do that, and I'm pretty sure I've heard. Okay, she went back to her spot. I think she's sleepy. She is sleepy. Sorry, I woke you up for a small snack. I woke her up for a small snack and a weird thing that like took her fur out. So I think she's probably like, what? Do you have this stick thingy with feathers at the end? No, but I've kind of just been like playing with I've just been playing with like strings and stuff. I kind of do want one of those though, because it looks easier to play with than like strings. Good night, Mimi. Yeah, she's like she was just like, okay, bye. Oh, wow. Oh, wait, hold on. There's a mark. There's a mark on my chest. There's a mark on my chest for where she grabbed me. Okay. She says the dining room chairs. Can you recreate that cat pointing meme? Which one's that? Yeah, she's like, leave me alone. What are you doing? My stepmother trained us to close the toilet seat lid so our cats never did that. Oh, that's probably smart though. Student email account. Okay. Yes. All right. Sounds good. I need to do that. You're a proper Rena. Definitely. That is. I definitely feel that. Definitely feel that. Oh, the cat is sitting at the dinner. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. I do know what you're talking about. That's a funny meme. Just means she loves you. Yeah, she does. She is very, like, she is very friendly, which is, like, good. I mean, it's good for me. I'd rather have, like, a friendly cat than, like, a cat that doesn't want to hang out with me, but. I finished the burger shop and Cookie Fever and I don't like the bakery. Oh, that's a mood. Oh my God. Listen, I have 3 stars on every level of the bakery except the last one. And I can't get it. I can't get the last level. I haven't tried today, so maybe I'll try before. I'll try once more, but. I feel it. I like the bakery, or I like the burgers more. Also, airplane chefs got like significantly harder. Like, I'm not about it. I'm not about it. It was like a very good difficulty before, but now it's not. It's hard. I started playing that too. It's pretty stressful. It is stressful. Oh my God, it really is. Okay, not me opening Cooking Fever while I do this Twitter space. Yeah, you guys. Okay, I'm trying to think, what should I do this week? Because I haven't done karaoke in a really long time. Maybe I'll do karaoke tomorrow. I'll do karaoke tomorrow. And then maybe karaoke tomorrow, and then what else? Oh no, I didn't open Cooking Fever yesterday, so my plants are probably dead. Yep, they're dead. You have to check them so often. I'm just giving up. I'm giving up on them. Yeah, airplane chefs is hard, you guys. Dino Dad War flashbacks. Yeah, for real. Logins, yeah. Yes, me opening this stupid game. So wait, is that one game that people were talking to me about, like this one game that Norm played that was like kind of the same, like a diner game? What was that called? Maybe I'll play that. Oh, I have to play the new Chilla's Art too. Forgot about that. Okay, let's see if I can get the last level of Cooking Fever, because right now it's a good time. Like, last time I tried to play this game, I was so like tired. Oh God. I was so tired. It was like 7 a.m. Or maybe it wasn't that early, but it was like, it was very close to like 7 in the morning, and I was just like playing Cooking Fever. Oh no, don't be mad. Don't be mad. What are you talking about? Yeah, it was not a good time, so. Oh no. Yeah, so. Maybe because I'm a little bit more awake now, I can. Maybe not. We'll see. Because the last level of... It's so hard, you guys. I swear. I swear on... God. What was it? I swear to Aunt Ariana Grande. Swear on Ariana Grande non... Oh God. Please. I swear on Ariana Grande. But yeah, Cooking Fever is really fun, you guys. You play it. And I say that completely ironically, because like Cooking Fever definitely feels like a waste of time sometimes, you know. Oh no. Yeah, and the fact that they're like trying to bait you into buying so much stuff, it's just like it feels like a scam. Feels like a scam. Airplane Chefs, on in that respect, Airplane Chefs is a little bit like easier on the wallet. But however, that doesn't make it less of like a time sink. Oh my god, I'm so freak. I'm like 20 coins away. I'm like 20 coins away from the last star. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what to do, you guys. Don't know what to do. The daily log is, yeah. Played up, yes, that's what it's called. You ever play the, yeah. I have never, despite the fact that I play Cooking Fever like a lot, I have not. Like I have never harvested a seed. Like I've never gotten rewards from the seed. It was art. Yeah. Are you playing? You're playing that one like this week, right? Soon. I don't know when to play it. I could play it. I guess I could play it on. Play it on. I guess I could play it on Friday. Wait, tomorrow's what? Tomorrow's Wednesday. I guess I could play it on Thursday. I could play it on. I can sing tomorrow. Play. Chilla's Art on Thursday. And then I could play Hollow Knight again on Friday, I think. Yeah, Friday, it's gonna be in the afternoon for me. So yeah, maybe we'll just do Hollow Knight on Friday. The slot machine, I or you're playing Thursday. Okay. I could, well, no, I'm not gonna get it by then. Maybe Friday, but I have to play it like does Mew try to eat the fly trap? No. She does sniff it, which makes me a little nervous, but she does not try to eat it. My Venus flytrap is fine, actually. It's still alive, which is impressive. I didn't think it was going to be alive for this long. You have something to drink for today's Twitter space? I do. I've kind of been like sipping on a bottle of wine, but it's not like yesterday. Yesterday was a little bit extreme. Well, not extreme, but yesterday I was like drinking a lot more. Today I'm probably. I did not sleep very much last night, so I'm probably just going to like once I'm done here, I'm just going to like take a nap, wake up, get some dinner, make my schedule. Like yeah. Also, why do the smoothies take so long? I'm about to fight the blood. Yeah, I had to upgrade the. It sucks because once you get past like the burger stage, like they make you pay lots of diamonds for upgrades, like even low level upgrades, which is why it's so hard. Which is why it's so hard to play the game. Like it like Cooking Fever is a money trap. Once you get past the burgers. So it's kind of like I'm down. Like I'm down to 0 gems now. It's a little sad because I wasted them on like the challenge levels and I didn't get anything from the challenge levels. So it was not great, so I lost like 12 gems from that, and then I'm determined to get 3 stars. Yeah, I'm determined to get 3 stars on like the bakery levels, so so I'm not really sure. To get the last like star on the level, I might need I guess I just have to wait. I guess I just have to wait, keep like spinning the freaking casino thing and like hope for the best. I don't know. You got me playing Hollow Knight, and it was really good. Yeah, Hollow Knight. It's so hard. The whole if I stream Hollow Knight on Friday or whatever, I guess. Well, you know what? I guess I could play. Or I could just wait till next week. That's also an option. Yeah, I could just wait till next week because of the I want. I need to get it. I need to get the game first. So maybe I'll just wait until next week to play it. But yeah, so I guess we could just do like Zatsu this week on Friday. We just do morning Zatsu. So yeah, Hollow Knight singing Hollow Knight Zatsu Friday, and then I will be back. Maybe Zatsu. Well, but I kind of want to. I'm going places over the weekend, so I'd rather get stories there. Maybe. I don't know. Now I'm thinking maybe I could play Sleek a game again. No. No, I'm not gonna play Sleek a game again. Maybe I could we could watch along. I need to get my movie number up. Actually, no, I don't know. I don't know what I want to do, actually. I don't know what I want to do, guys. Then when you play, I know the diamonds. It's a trap, I swear. Yeah. How long was there anything else I was playing recently? I forgot. No, not. Oh, I'm stupid. I literally have a collab this week. Oh my God, I'm stupid. I literally have a collab on Thursday. Just kidding. Okay, so I guess we'll sing tomorrow. We'll collab on Thursday and play Hollow Knight on Friday, and then I'll Zatsu the day after I get back next week. And then we'll go from there. Okay. Literally stupid. I literally forgot. Me and Nita are finishing the game this week. I think that's like late night for me though, or not super late, but it's like. I think Thursday, right? Yeah, Thursday. Thursday, yes. Thursday at 10 p.m. for me is when that's happening. So, okay, so I'm gonna sing tomorrow. Sing tomorrow, collab with Dita on Thursday, Hollow Knight Friday. Okay, now I have a schedule, and then we'll Zatsu next week. And maybe we'll do Time Keeper playlist next week because I have not done that. I didn't do it. I don't think I did it for October. And I don't remember if I did it for September either. So should probably do that again. Genuine question: do you guys have permission to play Old Papa? Because like Plants vs Zombie. I don't know about Plants vs Zombie. Zuma isn't didn't Naki play Zuma? Am I is that the one with like the you're like shooting the different colored like the frog one? Is that what it's called? Is that remember? I remember that Naki was playing some game where like a frog game. Is it a frog game? I don't know. Like she was it's like you shoot the colored like balls or whatever. Naki plays Zuma. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. I would play Zuma. I would play Zuma because it reminds me of a game that used to be in Webkinz. The big frog. Okay, yes, good. I'm glad that I remember that correctly. I would play that. That sounds like a game that I would play just because like it's like easy. It's like easy, but it like yeah, I would play a game. I've played almost that exact same game in freaking Webkinz, so anyways, Bookworm Stream 1. Oh my God, like book review. I feel like I haven't read enough books this year to warrant that. But you know what? You know what? I read seven. I read seven last year. I read seven books last year, and if I can read seven, I read seven last year and four this year. And you know what? That's 11. 7 + 4 = 11, you guys. Also looking forward to that Twitter through the vlogging stream. Yeah, that'll happen sometime. I'll probably there are some days where I feel like I want to just go get bread, you know. So maybe I'll do that. I'll do that one of these days. Oh, the game Bookworm? Oh. Zuma Revenge? Like Tap Tap Revenge? Wait, what's the game Bookworm? What do you do? Bookworm. Bookworm game. Also, you guys, there was. Oh, you like make. Is this like you make words? That sounds fun. I feel like I'd play that too. You guys, okay. So before I got Mimi, I really was thinking about getting a cat. You know, like I was very it was in the back of my mind. No, it wasn't even in the back of my mind. It was in the very front of my mind. And coincidentally, I was looking at one of the expat Facebook like groups that I'm a part of, and in one of them, like there was this lady, and she was like, "Oh, I have some kittens that need rehoming." I was like, "They're so cute," and just I she but her post was like from a few days ago, and there were a lot of comments, so I had just assumed that she had already found homes. Oh no, it was one kitten. It was one kitten that needed a home, and I was like, "Oh, so cute," or whatever. And so, I assumed that she had found a home already, but I messaged her anyway. I was like, "Oh, hi," whatever. And she's like, "Yeah, I think I've found the kitty a good home, like this and that, the other. I'll let you know what happens if anything works out, this and that, the other." I was like, "Okay, yeah, no problem." I was like, I assumed, you know, like I assumed that was the case, but I just was curious. And a few days later, she messaged me again, and she was like, "Oh, like, what'd she say?" She was like, "Oh yeah, so the kitty went to a good home. But I also have not I, but like, I know of these other two kittens, and one of them has a home, but the other one still doesn't have a home. And I was wondering if you'd be interested. The only thing is that they need a garden." And I was like, "We do not have a garden in this building." So I was like, "Yeah, we don't have a garden here, and so I don't think that it would be a good fit, but thank you for thinking of me," all this stuff. And so when Mimi first showed up, and I wasn't sure like what the stitches were, or like where she was from, or what I should do, like I messaged her because I was like, "This is kind of sorry, this is kind of out of the blue, but I didn't really know who else to ask. Like, I have this cat, and I don't know where she's from, and it looks like this and that and the other." And I explained the situation to her, and she was very kind, and she told me like what I should do. And then just today, she messaged me again, and she said, "Hi, this is a little awkward, but I wanted to contact you first. I was walking my dog today, and I heard meowing from the bushes, and I found a kitten, and it's only like a few weeks old, and I was wondering if you'd be interested I was wondering if you'd be interested." And I was like, "Oh, actually, I already adopted like the cat for that I told you about like last month. So I don't think I'm gonna I'm like I'll have to I think it might be difficult, but I mean, if you need like a temporary home or anything, because apparently she has a dog. Yeah, only a few weeks. She sent me a picture. It's a black cat. It was so cute, tiny, tiny. Yeah, second kitty incoming. No, I know. I was like, oh, this is a vicious cycle, and I will not do this." Because double the cats means double the food and double the litter boxes, and I was like, "No, I'm not gonna do this." Although they do say that like cats, it's better to have like a pair of cats because like they keep each other company and stuff. So that's always in the back of my mind. But I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if my allergies, I don't know if my wallet, like I don't think I can, yeah, I don't know if my couch, like I don't know. I don't think I can do, I don't think I can do two. But yeah, it was a little bit tempting. Like it was very cute, but I also know that kittens are definitely like a handful. So
Crazy cat lady. Yeah, imagine like X amount of years from now, I'm just like, yeah, oh, in my like five cats. No, I don't think I would definitely not have more than two. It, someone's gonna tell me that's what they all say, but I would never have more than two, I don't think. Don't be like my mother, she sees cats and wants them, and now she ended up with three. Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. I'm too cheap for that, first of all. I'm budgeting for like myself already, So I don't think. The only merit that like I don't even the thing is like I don't think I would want another one to have another one. Like I would I think I would want another one just so like Mimi wouldn't be as like lonely when I like need to leave the house or whatever. But I don't think I would get one for me because one is already like it is definitely it's definitely a handful. But yeah, that's what I keep like I don't feel bad necessarily, but I keep like this lady is so nice and she just keeps reaching out to me because I seemed interested in a cat and like she's so nice. She's so nice. She keeps giving me like information on all of these kittens, and I'm like, A, stop tempting me, but like, dang, that's very nice of you. Anyway. Alrighty. Think I'll probably make this my last one. I went for so long yesterday. I went for like what, 3 hours? 3, 4 hours yesterday. But I think I'm going to lay down after this. Make my schedule, lay down, and then finish watch Maid and probably fall asleep watching Maid. Cats and dogs deserve a good place to live after all. Yeah, when someone tells me like, oh, this animal is looking for a home, I'm like, I have a home. Herd kittens are way more hectic to take care of too. Yeah, the advice I got from like from cat owners was like, don't get a kitten because like they're really crazy. But I also heard from I also have a friend that had a kitten and she advised me to get a kitten because they're easy like they're more like you can get them used to a lot of things like at a young age. And it's like easier they're easier to like they're more like what do you call it? Like they're e in, you can give them like they what? They're easier to like adjust, I guess. But yeah, apparently. But that's what my friend said at least. I do think two is a good number. Yeah, would you as a cat owner, would you like recommend having two? Like I like for just for like keeping each other company purposes, like I feel like is like would that actually make my life easier or would it make it harder? Like I think like that's my like I think that's my question. Like if two like if two would make my life harder then like kittens that are raised with an adult cat I've heard is pretty okay. Really? Stop, you guys. Stop. You can't say this to me because I'm going if you do, I'm going to message this lady back and I'm gonna be like, hi, actually? Don't do this to me. No. It depends on how well your cats get along. Okay. Having two cats, Jupiter and Pluto got along so well and it was really sweet. Aww. Yeah, you guys, you can't do this to me. You can't do this to me. I can't have two. Black cats are actually the best though. No, wait, I'm gonna send you the picture on like through line right now because like it's so cute. It's so cute. Let me send you. It looks like an owl. It's so tiny and cute. Okay, let me show you. Let me show. I'm sending it to you. Also, yes. Also, yeah, I just read your messages, but yes. Yes is my response to your message. Okay, I sent you the picture of the kitten. I'm gonna cry. My two boys got along really well. Sometimes they fought, but they loved each other a lot. Oh, you can't just switch. You need the buddy. Stop! Stop, you guys! So cute. Iku sends, oh my god, crying emojis. How did you say no to this? It took all of my willpower today, I swear. You're dumb. Stop. This is so cute. I really like. I can't. Okay, but honestly, no. I like this is a serious question though. If it would make my life easier, like I would do it, I think. Just because like I don't like I am planning on getting like a pet sitter and stuff for if I go on when I do go on like overnight or like longer trips and stuff like that, or like leave with a friend, stuff like that. But like would it I don't know. Would it make it easier? I don't know. Had to give up a cat because my one boy was too bored. But oh, really? If you get this cat, Gen 1 will be black cat. Black cat lenders. Black cat lenders. Stop. Oh my god. Stop. You can't tempt me like this. I didn't. Okay. It could make your life easier. Yeah. She does have a lot of energy, so I do feel like I don't know. I do feel like having like I don't know, and like she and like she doesn't. She gets lonely. Like I knew. Like I know that there are a lot of cats that are more like less social, I guess, or like they don't really want to be like around their people like as much. But Mimi definitely is like she really wants to be like around like. She wants to be not even social, but like she wants to be like kind of like near people and stuff. So, yeah. The last temptation of Aoi Tokyo Ori. Oh, you guys, you really can't tell me like this. My mom would be like, why? No, maybe I should tell my mom. I should tell my mom. She's gonna be like, no, don't do it. I'll be like, Twin tail, yeah, twin tail black cat owners. Cats are social animals, so it's not a bad idea if you want to ask the lady to give it a try and see how Mimi does with it. That would make sense. That would make sense. Ah, you guys. But would it be better? Yeah, I mean, like apparently kittens are like easier to adjust, but they also have a lot of energy. Like, what's Mimi, what do you think? I'm gonna go out and bother her. I think that she's still sleeping though. She's still sleeping in on her in her position, in her regular position behind the couch. She really likes behind the couch, you guys. Hi, good morning. Sorry. She's like, leave me alone. Okay, sorry. Have to be ready for the financial responsibility. Yeah, I think like that's the thing. Like, I don't have enough finances right now to like, and especially like a baby. I don't know. Because a baby, you gotta, gotta spay or neuter eventually and get all the vaccines and like dewormings and like that sort of stuff. So I'm gonna go on your red pill blue pill. Yeah, she is a mama. She is a mama. You can always get another cat later. This is very true.
Yeah, if you can't afford it, you can't afford it, right? Yeah, you gotta get a chip too, right? It's like when I guess it's I feel like it's easier to adopt from like an association, but if you're planning to not stay in France for long, also you can wait until you move country again to get a second cat for me. Yeah, I think like once I go home maybe, or like once I get money. Yeah, I think the only thing that I don't know. It's mostly because like I know that once I go back home, I probably won't be like, well, that's not true. I don't know, like I'll have like my parents and stuff, so that's good, but I don't know. I am tempted. I am tempted. I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look up how much does a new kitten cost? This is where it starts, you guys. Adoption fee. Well, that doesn't happen. That's not a thing because she's I don't know if it's she actually. Spay neuter. Yeah, it's like it's all like the vet costs, you know. It's like they end up being like a few hundred. Which is the thing is like it's I can't not afford it. I think that's the thing. Yeah, I can't not afford it, but it's like and I mean because pet sitters as well are you know it's I they don't charge more for I don't yeah they don't they charge per day not by like cat right so in that respect it wouldn't be like a cost if anything it would be like it would be a bargain if anything it'd be a bargain but it's just I think it's just like the initial costs you know yeah the initial cost and I'm trying to think how much I've like spent on Mimi so far. Yeah. Just get friends so it's free. Honestly, yeah, I think I have like a friend who honestly, but I don't know if they have their own like place yet. Because I know they were looking for an apartment. They've been looking for an apartment for a really long time, but I'm sure they would like look after. But I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, it's definitely. I mean, I know because like, because Iku was telling me before, like, because like the Hoshi Furi family moved countries like with multiple cats. So yeah. Since you offer the lady a temporary place for the kitty to crash, you can use that as a trial phase too. That's true. That's true. Oh, I guess a kitten requires like different food, huh? Because you need. But apparently, like the kitten's only a few weeks old. Like weeks? Weeks? Like, how do you care for a kitten that's weeks old? Like, that was so stressful. Yeah. It sounds like. Yeah. It sounds like a lot. Yeah, she's so cute. The cat's so cute, though. Oh my God, it looks so tiny. So tiny. The cats don't fly in the seats with you. They're in the storage. Oh, really? I've heard that, like, I read on the internet that, like, you have to, like, reserve, like, special seats or whatever to carry your cat, but I guess that depends. I think it depends on the airline as well. Weeks is a very young for a kitten without his mother. Yeah. Let's see. Let's see. It depends, but mostly you don't have them with you. Ooh, yeah. How much does a new pup jerkin actually cost? Males around 600, females around 750. See, I can't not afford it. But it's like... Oh my god. Yeah, it seems very... Our cats were seniors. Oh, okay. Yeah, Mimi's still very young, so I think in that respect it's a little bit easier, but their vet straight up told us it's not uncommon for cats to die from stress. Ugh. Yeah, that's really scary. It's really scary. Yeah, maybe I'll message. Yeah, maybe I'll message her. Maybe. I'm just on maybe. That'd be so cute. I'm just imagining like two cats interacting. That's really cute. But thankfully Mimi's really young. Yeah. She's still very young and like has a lot of energy, has a lot of will. As I keep getting coming. 2023, the year I always hope you worry adopts like multiple cats. I did read on like the internet. I was reading up about like how adopting in pairs is better and like, you know, that sort of stuff. Yeah, imagine the pictures. Oh, they're so cute. They're so cute. Yeah, that's it's food for thought, you guys. Food for thought. I never thought you'd get a cat in France alone too now, but hey, that's too. You can discuss it more with human people at the time. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think it really does seem like there's like plus like advantages and disadvantages. By the end of next year, maybe we'll have a dozen or more. No, okay, two is definitely the max for my like cheapskate brain. Yeah, but you know, it is something. It is something to think about. I mean, just like adopting again would also like be, I mean, I wonder, this is random, but I wonder if Mimi's kids, like, I wonder if Mimi's kittens got adopted. Like, the family that was fostering her, like they showed me pictures of the babies and they were very cute, but three is already a lot from my experience. Yeah, it seems like it. Two is probably ideal. Yeah. I say three is okay, but I was always used to having three cats together. Yeah, I guess like, yeah, I think that, yeah, people who grow up with, like, multiple cats and stuff. Yeah, I two does seem, like, ideal if it's, like, financially, like, if it's, like, financially possible. Stop making me think, you guys. I brought this up thinking you guys would be like, haha, owie, getting another cat, funny. But y'all are like, why did you do it? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll adopt it and then I'll bring it back for Iku. That would be so sad, though. I'm like, hi, bye. No. It is for Mimi. You're right. It is for me. It's for honestly, it would be for Mimi more than anything because I don't want her to be lonely, you know? Like, yeah, I want her to be, I want her to have like a good social life, you know? I want to adopt the cat with the hat. You mean, I don't know. I was gonna make a joke. I was gonna make a joke, but I didn't want to make myself the butt of the Yeah, I don't know, you guys. I don't know. Don't know. I don't know. Oh my God. I have like I'm also like a part of a bunch of like Facebook groups that are for like animal rescue. Just because I was thinking about it. I think maybe we should go out and get a job to feed Ali. Yeah, I agree. Let's think it over before you get a second cat. Yeah. There's and I saw this post and there's a cat that looks exactly like Mimi. She looks like a baby version of Mimi. Cute. Cute, cute. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Oh my God, this cat. This cat is doesn't have a tail. This cat doesn't have a tail and it could be walks on a leash. That's kind of cute. Okay, anyway. Anyway. Oh, cute. There's like puppies too. There's puppies too on this Facebook page. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you. It's Jover. When it comes over, you give it a name. You're right. You're right. Once you start getting attached, it's Jover. That was me with Mimi too, because I was like, oh my God, Lucy. No, because like she like came in. She like came in and started hanging out on the couch, and I was like, oh, hello, puppies. No, I'm not getting a puppy. I'm not getting a puppy. But maybe someday, TM. But like a long time, like a long time from now. Yeah, a long time from now. I don't think I don't know. I don't know if I would have just like a house full of animals. I do have friends that have like houses, like they were raised with like lots and lots of pets, but I don't know. Yeah, I definitely want a puppy someday, like someday TM though, like maybe when I'm like maybe when I'm like 30 something, I don't know. Maybe when I have a house, if I ever get a house. Actually, I shouldn't even say getting a house because Toki Papa would like build it. I feel like Toki Papa would like build this house for me. That's what they've been saying for the longest time. They've been saying they're like, oh, you know, like your dad's gonna build you a house right across the street so you can live across the street from us. And I'm like, oh, great. I mean, but in reality, like that doesn't sound like too bad, I guess. Those videos of cats and dogs getting along are so cute, but realistically, it's so hard to take care of two different kinds of animals at the same time. Yeah, it seems like it. It seems like a, I don't know, dogs as well are they seem like. Not seen because I've had dogs. Like dogs are difficult. Like they're difficult to like they're difficult to toilet train. I think that's my, like, gripe. That's my gripe about dogs, you guys. And, like, they really, cats really sleep all day. Like, they sleep a lot. But I don't think dogs sleep that much. So, like, dogs are always kind of, like, looking for something. Like, you need to take them out and, like, do all this stuff. So, it's, dogs seem like definitely, like, a bigger time commitment. So, let me know your parents. If something happens, you are near, they are near. Yeah, yeah. Going back to, like, visit my family, I definitely, like, feel that. I'm, like, I feel like I miss a lot all the time because I'm abroad. And when I go back, I'm, like, oh, it's so nice here. I want to come back. But, I can see my Naga in the future, too. As much as I love Mezzo, I don't think I could have a bird because birds are kind of loud, you know? Cats sleep all day, kittens run all evening. Oh. Cats are very independent, like being clean. Yeah, yeah, it's very... I remember, like, having, like, a dog was just, like, constant cleaning. Because it's, like, if the dog does its business somewhere and then tracks it all over the place, then it's not going to clean itself. But, like, for cats, for the short time that I've had a cat, it's been really easy, and, like, she's very clean. Like, she's so thorough with the burying. She's so thorough with the burying of her litter. Yeah. My cousin's parents added a whole new section to a house for him and his wife. Oh, keep in mind, this guy makes 150k a year. Yeah, housing is really crazy. Thankfully, my father knows how to, like, do things, and so he, like, can build a house by himself with his, like, group of people, which is really cool. I don't know if my parents would ever, like, buy me a house. I know that sounds so, like, entitled. Like, I'm like, oh my god, like, I think that my dad's gonna buy me, like, a house. But, it sounds so, like, privileged, but it sounds so, like, privileged. My parents have been offering for a really long time, and I'm like, oh, I guess. Jesus. Okay, one more. Okay, hold on, let me type it. Oh, we're back? Are we? Oh, what? Okay. We're good? I was gonna do one. I was gonna do, we're back somehow? Wow. Whoa. That's crazy. We back. Let's go. Okay, well, I'll think about this kitten business, you guys. I'll think about this kitten business. I don't know, it would be, I think it'd be fun, but I don't know. I think it'd be fun. I think it's just, like, even setting aside the financial, just had to threaten it. I'm gonna end the Twitter space. Okay. I think, like, okay, yeah, setting aside the financial difficulties of having, like, another, like, life in the house, like, I think my question is, would it take work off my shoulders, like, in general? And not talking about, like, wow, kittens have a lot of energy, that sort of stuff, because, yeah, that's sort of a given, but, like, would it... I guess the real question is, like, yeah, would it take eventually? Not even eventually, like, I don't know, would it be... like, would it be easier, ? I don't know. I don't know. I guess that's my question. Not really. Especially with, like, a kitten, jeez. It's like, yeah, there's so much energy. It could, I think, but you never know. Yeah. Yeah. It'll just be more fun for Mimi, maybe. Oh, that's nice. I do, like, want her to be, like, happy, you know? If you're 6 months into Mimi's drive, you're crazy. Try getting another. That makes sense.
It'll cost more and require more work for you, but twice the amount of happiness.
The like the reward. Yeah, it's like does the cost match the reward or whatever? But yeah, she definitely brings me lots of happiness. I am very like it's very fun. It's very fun having her around, so. Yeah, robot always returns on home. Ruh-roh. Okay. Is it going crazy? It's not doing good. Also, not to be super emo, but would Jupiter pass having Pluto and Venus make it easier? Oh, yeah, I can imagine that. Like, losing one and then having, like, nothing is, it's, in the house, it seems very, like, yeah. Am I intelligible? If I have become intelligible, I will restart and I will wrap up. But yeah, Mimi had babies. Yeah, I think, I hope that she would, like, take care of it, but I don't know. One of my boys passed having the other two was with me was really nice. Aww. Just a bit distant. Okay, well let me restart the space one more time and then we'll just like wrap up. Up. Okay, hold up. Let's restart one more time.